Bill O'Reilly here, Friday, November 12, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening this week in America. Energy prices continue to surge. Thousands of U.S. soldiers remain unvaxxed. A survey shows half of San Francisco residents plan to leave. Americans flock to casinos in record numbers. Also, listeners sound off. Some of them are pretty angry. But first, U.S. consumers bracing for the biggest jump in energy bills since March 2009. Costs soaring for electricity, natural gas, oil. Prices are expected to go even higher during the winter months. Fuel costs up 59% compared to a year ago. 59%. The average home spends $900 to heat the house each year. That number could rise to $1,400 by February. Tens of thousands of U.S. service people remain unvaccinated against COVID as the Pentagon's first deadline approaches. 90% of the Navy is now fully vaxxed, compared to 70% of the Marines. The deadline for most branches is November 28. Overall, 87% of the country's 1.3 million active duty service members have had at least one dose. There are now 40 lawsuits challenging the Pentagon's vax mandate. New survey from Silicon Valley says most people living in San Francisco hope to leave the city. 56% want out within the next few years. Just 44% plan to stick around. Biggest factors behind the Bay Area exodus, crime and homelessness, plus the cost of a home is unbelievable. Average price in San Francisco, $1.4 million, and that's not even for a nice house. Median rent for a one-bedroom apartment, $4,000 a month in a dangerous city. America's casinos reporting the most revenue in 100 years. The gambling industry raked in $14 billion in the third quarter, more than all of last year. Insiders credit the uptick on pent-up demand, travelers afraid of going overseas, and the rise of online sports betting. Las Vegas now the biggest tourist destination in the country since COVID hit. The previous biggest, New York City, but that has taken a major tourist hit. In a moment, listeners have their say. Right back with it. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD. 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Listeners sound off. We do this each Friday. You can reach me, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town if you wish to opine. Patricia in O'Fallon, Missouri. Bill, I think you're too kind to Joe Biden. I believe he's so arrogant and protected by the media and his handlers that he can do whatever he pleases in terms of his command of accuracy of information and job performance. You could see the same thing about Donald Trump, though, Patricia. Presidents could do what they want. Now, as far as me being too kind to Mr. Biden, I don't think so. I've been pretty tough on him. He's doing a terrible job. He's hurting all Americans. My line is, Joe Biden's in your house now, and you don't want him in your house. because everything you have to buy is twice as expensive as it used to be, thanks to Joe Biden. However, I have to be accurate. That means I do not speculate about the president, and I base my analysis on facts. Ginger, Goodyear, Arizona. Bill, if we are a nation of laws and the president permits illegal migrants to break the law by trespassing, can't the Supreme Court put a stop to it? No, the Supreme Court is not a lawmaking body. You have to petition the court through a federal lawsuit to get them involved, and most of the time, they won't even take the cases. However, they are going to take some of the breach on the southern border cases, and they will make some judgments, but it takes a very long time. But they cannot just say, oh, we're going to stop the mass migration. The Supreme Court does not have that power. Dean, Tucson, Arizona, we have been waiting to hear your thoughts on the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. Okay, so about 6 months ago, I got a letter from a lady who was angry with me saying, well, you're not talking about Kyle Rittenhouse. And I said, well, why would I? I don't know what happened. I wasn't there. The trial is not underway. There has not been cross-examination. There have not been depositions. So what am I going to say about it? I'm not like all the other pundits who don't care about what happened. They just use people like Kyle Rittenhouse to advance their ideology. But now we know that the boy, he's 17 years old, or he was then, he might be 18 now, acted in self-defense. Now, he shouldn't have been there. It was crazy, but 17-year-olds do crazy stuff. Not making an excuse, just telling the truth. But he's going to be acquitted. It's clearly self-defense. RT Amarillo, Texas. Once a population gets used to receiving money from the government, it is rare, if ever, that the government will stop handing out that money. How can the Republican Party overcome this vote-buying policy of the progressive left? Excellent question, RT. So you have a system whereby the Democratic Party is basically saying, look, we'll give you stuff. We want to make you dependent on us, the Democrats. But they've been doing this for a long time. Now it's hyper. So when the Republicans win back the House and Senate next November, which I believe they will, they can reverse a lot of it, but Americans are still going to want free stuff. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by putting it together. In a moment, something you might not know.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Despite widespread panic surrounding nutrition, the nation's obesity epidemic is only getting worse. Data from the CDC shows a whopping 45% of middle-aged adults are now overweight, 93 million Americans. Major factors include lack of exercise, medical history, and of course, diet. Here's a list of America's favorite foods and how they impact our bodies. First up, pizza, one slice, set you back 400 calories, 18 grams of fat, 39 grams of carbs, and 10 grams of sugar. I like pizza, but I only eat it once a week. Cheeseburgers, 500 calories, 29 grams of fat. Unlike pizza, the food actually does contain a healthy dose of protein, but eating a lot of burgers will make you chubby. Chick-fil-A, a better substitute. Doctors recommend avoiding spaghetti. The noodles are harmless, but the dish is typically covered in sauce, oil, and cheese. Pasta lovers should, again, do the once-a-week thing. Hot dogs, tacos, Chinese food also on the making-you-fat list. All average about 800 calories per serving. That's nearly 3 hours on the treadmill. Most Americans will not do 3 seconds on the treadmill. The king of empty calories, soda. One can of Coke contains 300 calories, 65 grams of sugar, caffeine, no vitamins, no protein, no calcium, no iron. The sugary drinks are a driving force behind obesity around the world, especially for young children. A major source of cholesterol that'll hurt your heart is typically consumed in the morning. Starbucks coffee, their best-selling mocha hot chocolate combo, has 23 teaspoons of sugar and 900 calories. That's almost suicide. So what should we be eating? Well, how about the humble egg? The average household consumes more than 1,200 eggs a year. With 8 grams of protein, just 78 calories, the egg is recommended for those looking to eat healthy. And here's something else you might not know. Between Thanksgiving and New Year's Eve, a typical American adult gains 7 pounds, consuming 6,000 calories on Christmas Day alone. That's the equivalent of 20 McDonald's cheeseburgers. Whoa! Watch your diet. It'll cut down on health problems. It'll make your life better. Right back.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.